I'm going to tell you about OwnCloud and GNOME and the state of integration. So who of you has heard of OwnCloud? And who uses it? Sweet. Okay, I'm Jan. I'm the designer. I do the web interface design and the mobile apps design and desktop client design. So to all of you who don't know what OwnCloud is, it's like a web app. It's a PHP web app that you can put on your own server, and it has an interface for files, file management, has apps for calendar, contacts, and you can write your own apps also. And we have a desktop syncing app, so you can sync your files to the desktop, and an Android app and an iOS app. So it's like a file sync and share thingy. That's the topic of the talk. I think that it's really important that we cooperate and collaborate. I personally love you guys. There's been like a... I personally had a long history with... not a long history, but GNOME was like my first bigger open source project where I worked with the people and I met the community, and I think it's really nice. It's also like the GNOME and OwnCloud story is also kind of like a personal story, a really personal story for me. It's mainly about desktop and web, how we can bring the two together, how the one thing can benefit from the other one. We can work together where one project has resources for desktop and one has the resources for web. It's like strong projects loosely coupled together so that we deliver a full experience to people. And of course, everything is open source. Because that's important for people's data, like that they can host it themselves, like the recent NSA scandal, and that we are using an open desktop or a free desktop, but using a proprietary cloud is pretty much a problem, I think. We want to change that, but we need proper integration for that. That's where good design comes in. And that's why I want to also give a special shout out to the GNOME design team and all the designers that are sitting in the audience. Because the GNOME design team has been like a big influence on my work also and how we do design in OwnCloud. Big thanks at that point. The term ecosystem, I think, is a kind of maybe a weasel word used by like companies or the monopolies to describe like an experience that you can only have if you completely buy into that system. So I think it's very important that we sync with or that we collaborate with proprietary stuff as well with open stuff. In the GNOME Online accounts, for instance, we have you can use a Google account, you can use a Facebook account. So I think that is very important to get people who are using these accounts, but we also need to tightly couple with the free services so that we have like a flexible ecosystem. Like I have a Chromebook running Ubuntu, I have a Firefox OS phone, and I have an iPod Touch, and it's really hell to just sync notes. It's not even possible, actually. That's kind of a joke if you think about it. Let me tell you a story about the past, like the history of OwnCloud and GNOME. In early 2010, this is actually funny because I dug through mailing list archives. This is a mail I sent in March 2010 about a free open source alternative to Dropbox, about a GNOME and KDE collaboration where OwnCloud was still like a KDE project, or it was born out of KDE, so to say. And I just sent, I was not participating in OwnCloud back then, and just sent a mail to the usability list and was saying, hey, there seems to be like this effort about the OwnCloud, and there was another effort called the Design Hub, I think, and there was also SparkleShare by Hilke, and I just wanted to bring these things together already in 2010, I'm glad that it went further. So in summer 2011, no, wait, that's actually 2010. That's a typo. It was GUADEC in The Hague, where That was my first GUADEC. It was really fun, and I also didn't participate in OwnCloud yet, but I wanted, like, I saw the great desktop, and I wanted it to sync with, or I wanted it to collaborate with a cloud thingy, like where you can sync your data, you can sync all your stuff. So in early 2011, that's like the first OwnCloud Hackfest. I didn't find a better picture, actually. It's pretty pixely, but that's me out there on the board sketching for the new design. And that's maybe some of you know Frank. He's on the right. He's the founder of OwnCloud. And so we were just five people back then hacking on this cloud thing. And then in late 2011, I published my thesis called Usability in Free Software, which was very much influenced by GNOME and by work on OwnCloud, to push forward, actually, the design and usability in free software. And in late 2012, I don't know if you can read it, but there's Integrate OwnCloud in GNOME. It was, pushed forward by Rishi. I don't know if he's here. Rishi, are you here? Hey. To integrate OwnCloud into GNOME, syncing of calendar contacts, and that was started in late 2012. Also, a similar time, Sri, is he here also? Sriram? Hey. He wrote a mail to the, I don't know, what was it, the marketing list. Hey, guys. What do you think about installing OwnCloud? Then shortly after, I'm going to show you later, it actually happened. So thanks to you also. So what's the current state, actually, of integration? We have GNOME integration into online accounts, so you can synchronize your calendar and contacts with Evolution, and you can sync files. So what it actually looks like is you have your files mounted as a web dev resource in Nautilus, and you can access them, do anything you want with it. It's like a web dev resource, and we also have the, as I mentioned before, we also have the syncing client, and that actually syncs your data on your device, whereas this is like a network drive. Then we have the calendar integration and the contacts integration. And we're looking forward to add more stuff. So that's why I've talked to a lot of you people. And thanks to Andrea, we have a deployment at cloud.gnome.org where you can use OwnCloud. You will see this sign-in screen, and you can, if you request an account at Andrea, so currently it's like currently available to all GNOME teams, blah, 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 if you're a foundation member, blah, blah. But basically it's like ask Andrea for an account, and you will get an account at cloud.gnome.org, and you can share with other GNOMers. You can create groups for your teams, and you can just share your documents, sync your stuff, sync your calendars, and have it available everywhere. So I think that's pretty cool. I hope you think that too. But I think it's like we need to look way forward, or it's like even in the immediate future, there's lots of things that we can do. Integrating more applications, for instance. So one issue that is still open from the GNOME Online Accounts integration is documents. Pick up the OwnCloud documents, like the GNOME Documents integration from Google from GNOME Online Accounts. Well, whoops, that was a typo. It needs like GNOME documents should be integrated so that the documents or the files that you have online in your OwnCloud are just synced. And then we have Notes. We have like a very simple Notes app in OwnCloud, and there we actually have collaboration. I think Pierre-Yves is not here, but he does the GNOME Notes app, which was formerly called BGBen. Maybe you heard about it, and it actually already syncs. So you have like Hello GNOME, and you have it there, and you can just edit it because it works also via WebDev. It just uses like a Notes subfolder in the files app, so it just gets synced for free essentially. And so you can already have like if you use the sync client, you can already sync the notes. You don't even need to wait for notes to be finished. You can just use your favorite editor and use it. But I think the Notes app is way better than just using the file system. And yeah, then we have a news app. So as all of you know, Google Reader is not existing anymore. So yeah, if you used it, it's too late now. All your feeds are gone. That's kind of a problem. So yeah, there are several alternatives. There's like NewsBlur, which is also free and open source. It's hosted. There is TinyTiny RSS, which is like a, yeah, it's also a PHP software or something. And yeah, then there's OwnCloud News, which is an integrated news app. It's done by Bernard over there. I think it's really important because, yeah, it seems like it's quite a fringe app or quite a fringe use case, like to read websites or something, because nowadays like people use Facebook and people use Twitter and stuff. But that's exactly the point. We should be able to read them on our own space, and we should be able to track the websites on our own, yeah, in our own servers, in our own homes, so to say. Yeah. So, and I also like to dedicate this slide to Aaron Swartz, who worked on the RSS specification and in general on the freedom of the web. And yeah, there, Cosimo, I think. Oh yeah, you don't see it. That's a pity. It's the news design document on live.gnome.org or wiki.gnome.org. And I think Cosimo is working on a news reader for GNOME, so that should be able to sync with that news reader then. And what you get for free is an Android OwnCloud news reader. You can already download it and support the developer. Like it's a paid app. And I think it's really good because it's an open source paid app, so you could also download the source and compile it, whatnot. It's up on GitHub. But I think it's really important to also support open source. So yeah, if you have an Android phone, just head to the store and support the developer a bit. And there, oh yeah, there's an iOS app in development. It's currently in beta, and there's a BlackBerry app, I think, and a Windows phone app in development also. And then next we have maps. I think the icon is done by you, Jakob, right? Do you remember that? Okay, so maps. I just yesterday met Matthias, who's doing the maps, GNOME Maps app. And we have some people working. There's also a GSOC student for KDE who does Marble and OwnCloud integration. Marble is the maps app of KDE. It's like a 3D globe and stuff. I think that's really important because, yeah, there's Google Maps, and then there's nothing for a long time, and then maybe there's like OpenStreetMap somewhere, but you can't do routing and stuff. And so I really think it's important that we have a proper maps solution where we can just simply search, get directions, say favorite places, and yeah, just have that synced wherever we are, like whichever device we use, yeah, because I forgot what I wanted to say, but it's important to have maps. So then next we have music. There's music app in development, and we have like a basic music app for OwnCloud. And there's also currently a Google Summer of Code student working on syncing with Shiva, I think. Yeah, I think Bernard already talked with a Google Summer of Code student of you guys. And yeah, that, of course, we also need to sync. It's like very simple. Just do the apps and sync the data and have it on your desktop. And yeah, whenever something happens, have it on your new desktop and have it on all your devices, essentially. And then, yeah, there's this thing. Like, I feel it's kind of the elephant in the room. It's mail. It's like, I can almost imagine what you use for mail. I think it's a really big problem. So where, like, our collective hacker intelligence went, that we all use this mail provider. So I think it's really important that we have a proper mail solution that is looking good, working well, and has like basic stuff like threading and moving stuff, filters, and does some things automatically. So we have a start at github.com/owncloud/mail. It's very basic, but it's a start. And especially there, like, if you're interested, I would invite you to collaborate there. So we can finally like host our own email again. And then there is bookmarks, pretty basic. Like, we have a bookmarks app. Are there actually any of the Epiphany or web guys in here? Anyone? Okay, I need to talk to them later because bookmark syncing, pretty normal thing. Just sync the bookmarks. And there you also get a thing for free, which is OwnCloud Bookmarks for Android also. And you just have the bookmarks on your Android device. Even better would be, of course, to sync it like directly. I don't know if that's possible, like with a browser. There you have it in the app in OwnCloud Bookmarks. Then videos. I talked to Bastian. There is a GNOME videos app, and there is in development. I saw some commits about an OwnCloud videos app, so that you just have like your videos on the web, and just also have those synced. It's like, it's just really basic. I'm just listing apps. The data just needs to be synced. And tasks, I just heard, is Lionel here? Okay, I also need to talk to him later because he's doing getting things GNOME, I heard. We also have like a basic tasks app, and it would be cool to also sync that. And I could continue on and on and on. And there are so many, or actually there are not so many more apps that could be synced. That was pretty much like the core stuff that what you get when you get an Android phone, when you get an iPhone or something, like the basic apps that everyone needs. There are like some tiny more apps, but there's more than just data and apps, right? Because data and apps, I think, is very, very tangible. Like, you know where your data is. You have your home folder, and you can just copy it over. You can back it up on a hard drive. You know where your apps are. You know what the apps you often use are. If you miss an app, you just install it or something. But that's cumbersome. And what happens when this happens? So your laptop's broken, it's on fire, I don't know, it's like yesterday you went too much to drink and you fell into, do we have a river here in the city? Anyway, if we don't have one, something else happened. And I think it's important that we also think about all of this stuff, because that's the annoying stuff that we need to always set. Like, appearance, like the desktop background. If I have a funny, funny squirrel picture on my background, as my background, I want to have it synced. It's that simple. It's just a single file, and I want to have it when my laptop is broken. I want to have it on my new one. Brightness and lock seems like what is there to sync. Well, the time it takes to lock, or the brightness level, what happens if you unlock it, like does it ask for a password or not, keyboard layout, what you change with the keyboard layout, any keyboard shortcuts, the other online accounts you have configured, Bluetooth, which devices you're paired with, any specific color settings, displays, when you use the projector or something, and you have specific resolutions. It's like, I could go on and on and on, mouse and touchpad, like specific settings, like sensitivity, networks, saved Wi-Fi's, Wi-Fi passwords, power settings, what happens if I put the lid down, printers is annoying as hell as it is, so we should not make it more annoying. So just save printers when I connect to a printer, just save it and sync it and have the configuration. Because otherwise, if I have a new laptop, I need to configure it all again, and it's so, so annoying. What else do we have there? Yeah, backup. Yeah, date and time, something as simple as that. If I changed my regional settings or, I don't know, software sources, like installed software, user accounts, or right, like user images or something, like your real name or so. All of this, like sync all of this. I heard there's something called G settings. And we should plug that into online accounts too, and just think that, to me as a designer, it sounds easy enough, but I would like to talk to the person who can do that. So next thing is everything that is there also needs to be synced. We have installed apps, every app I have installed, every app I have not installed, because I find myself when I set up a new computer, I install everything, and I uninstall also a whole bunch of stuff because I don't want certain apps to show up in the overview because I just never use them. So I want that to be remembered as well. And the favorite apps, the screen configuration, if you use several workspaces, maybe even open apps, when your computer got smashed, when you were actually working on something, Mark was back in the GIF, then you want your current configuration saved as much as you can, recently searched items, all that stuff. Even the current volume, I don't know. That's probably not that important, but let's just make it important. Then there's especially for the coders here, the bashrc, the git config, SSH, GPG keys, all this dot files, right? We have this, there's this trend of having a dot files repository up on GitHub. So why do we need that stuff? It's funny to share the config, but we should also just have it synced and have it set up when you install your new computer and just have it work. I don't want to go, first I need to install Git, then I need to clone the repository, and then I have set it up. I should just log in with my username, and then everything is done. Next thing is passwords, for Wi-Fis, for websites, also for the browser again, notifications, red states. This is the most annoying thing when you use different devices. Even if you just use two devices, you read it on one device, and on the other device it's still there. That essentially makes notifications pointless because there's just a slew of messages that you don't know, did I read this? Did I not read this? Then there's fonts, all my font files. Actually, I wanted to use a different font, but it didn't work, whatever. I want that synced, and there's a whole bunch of other things that I can think about. We talked about that day before yesterday, and we came up with a long list of stuff. Essentially it's everything that is in settings plus this and probably some more things. And then something which I really think is important also is high scores for games. When you are at this point or even further, when you finish this thing, right? When you finish GNOME Mine on this level, you're like, whoa. I do that maybe once a week or something, and I have a new high score, and then I want to have it synced because that's very important. Because I can show it off to my friends, and then when my computer is broken, I don't have that high score anymore, and that's a pity because then my friends think I'm lying, and that people shouldn't have to lie to their friends about their high scores, so we should just sync them, right? It's pretty basic, but that's the stuff you never think about when you think about data sync. It's all these small things which are inside the apps, which are inside the configuration files, all this different stuff that makes up the whole of what I put into the computer or what I did with the computer, what I want to be there when I install it again or when I have a different device. Yeah, it's very simple actually. Just have the apps and then sync everything, not only the data that is in there, but also the data, the metadata, and just everything. Most of you probably know more what there is or which data there is. So just think that, just everything. And yeah, if your mind isn't blown yet, then I would like to propose that we just do it. I talked to several people here already, which I mentioned also, and I wanted, or we, as OwnCloud or in the OwnCloud community, we want to talk to more of you, and we want to collaborate even more, so that we can just have a free desktop operating system with fully synced free cloud service, so to say. You have your either your own installation or you use cloud.gnome.org, And you can just, when someone takes a hammer and smashes your laptop, or you just have two devices, like, I don't know, I don't think it happens that often that someone takes a hammer or something, but you just have two devices, you just want to have everything synced. And currently it's a pain, right? Does someone you have, or I think lots of you people have like four or three GNOME devices, and yeah, it's quite a pain to get those synced. But we should always remember that it's not about the technology, like it's not about OwnCloud, it's not about GNOME, and it's not about what you actually do, like if you sync it or if you just have it online or whatnot, but it's about the people that we do it for and what they expect. Like if they don't use GNOME, if they don't use OwnCloud, like that's why I like the GNOME Online Accounts approach so much, is that it just it is able, or it can potentially integrate anything. Like it can integrate Flickr, Facebook, Google, whatever, because people use those services. But we should also make it easy to integrate other services. And so, like with OwnCloud, for instance, we also make it possible to mount your Google Drive, to mount your Dropbox, to plug in your I don't know what. It's just what people use that's important, that should be important for us. Thank you. Andreas?
Hi. So I heard you mention briefly OwnCloud apps, mm-hmm. and like how, yeah, so it's like stuff you install on your own cloud instance and you just run them right on top of the base system. How do you think we could integrate those guys specifically into the online accounts? Because it's a tricky thing, right? Mm-hmm. Depending on what server it would be, it would have different capabilities.
Right, it would have different apps. So, for instance, Calendar and Contacts, you have like CalDAV and CardDAV, you have these exposed protocols, and we're working on APIs for the specific apps, like for the Notes app, for instance. In the future, there would be an API for bookmarks, there should be an API for maps, an API to expose the GeoJSON data or something. And so there, like we need to probably have something to convert that, or to have a common format. Or what do you mean? Or do you mean how do you check like which apps are installed on a specific?
Yeah. And then I'm curious what's planned to be part of core, right? So you can always expect to be there.
Right. Yeah. So you never know that. That's the thing. Like the only thing you always know is that there's files, so that there's WebDAV. That's the only thing that will ever that is ever fully expected to be there. And I have to say, like I don't know exactly, but I think probably when you do like a CalDAV request on a server which doesn't have Calendar enabled, it probably returns an error which says like there's no Calendar installed on here. I could imagine, like I don't know, but I could imagine that. No.
How would we want a situation where you're running against multiple instances of OwnCloud?
Because multiple instances?
Yeah, because we have one for GNOME, we have one for the company, we have one there, we have one there. I want my GNOME calendar to track the release dates and the free states, but I want my office calendar to track the office ones. Mm-hmm. And I certainly don't want my dentist appointment in the GNOME calendar. And mm-hmm. Seriously, I'll strangle you if you upload my corporate files from documents into the GNOME sync. Mm-hmm. How do we want to solve the privacy issue?
So do you mean like have two different OwnCloud instances in the GNOME Online accounts, for example?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's possible. Does anyone know that?
Why shouldn't it be possible?
So apparently it's possible.
Yeah.
Or
so
was that your question?
Well, no, what I'm asking is how should we solve the privacy issues that come from that situation? Because more things are moving into the cloud, more things are moving there. We're using various levels of Dropbox accounts on various companies. It's a bit of a pain in the ass to have four installs of Dropbox and running under four different user accounts because you can't log in with several Dropbox accounts at once.
But if you have separate OwnCloud instances, like, yeah. There's not a problem? Or
When you create the event in the calendar, you just specify which calendar it belongs to, and then it'll get synced to the appropriate instance.
It doesn't get mixed up. Contacts and it does in the contact list, but files, for example, it syncs all your files.
It shows as a different WebDAV resource. It doesn't mix them up or anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you put the slide back a bit, like just sync everything?
If I can put the slide back?
Yeah, the one that says just sync everything.
Okay. Where was that? Yeah, there. Okay, yeah. Yeah, if anyone wants to take a photo.
Can I get the one with the R
down? Oh, yeah. Oh, you want the first one or the other one? Okay. Okay, let me see. Yeah. I love you. Yeah?
So what measures are kind of taken to help ensure the security of data? Because that's something that I'm always terrified of. Big corporations who have, like, millions of dollars invested sometimes still leak lots of data or get cracked. So if, like, I'm using my own cloud on a GNOME server, how can I trust it?
That's a good question, actually. Do you trust Andrea, for instance?
A little bit, but they're like corporations that have, like, super large security teams, yeah. And we have Andrea. So
yeah,
I know it's pretty
know
even, but...
I was just joking. So the thing is, there is an encryption app for our own cloud. I don't know the state of it exactly, but yeah, there is like an effort to also have it host secure, so that you don't need to trust your hoster to secure your data. The problem with that, like in our specific case with own cloud, with, for example, end-to-end encryption, is that you wouldn't be able to use the web interface anymore, which kind of makes the whole thing a moot point. So there you could just use like TrueCrypt. You could even use it with Dropbox, for instance. So that's a harder problem to solve, but yeah, we're working on it, but it's like, it's super hard, but we certainly care about that. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, just one thing. I know like Feedly was previously being offered mostly as like a Chrome extension and as like a Firefox extension. Mm-hmm. Like, would it ever be possible for OwnCloud to kind of offer like a browser side extension that would be able to like transparently display things that would be encrypted on OwnCloud servers? So like they come back to your client and they are decrypted there.
Oh,
or would that be too hard?
I'm not sure about that. I'm not that much of a programmer to answer that question, I think. But I think it would certainly be possible, because like nearly everything is possible, I guess. But someone needs to do it. That's like always a problem. Yeah, I think there's maybe some of you know Privly. Yeah. We have two questions here.
So I have a question. This is one of the things is that it has, like, if you compare it with Dropbox, right? Mm-hmm. There's a nice notification when somebody has shared a document or something with you. I know there's a sync client, but it's written in Qt.
Yeah.
I was wondering, will we see a something similar that integrates better with GNOME?
I don't think we have the resources to like do a native GTK implementation, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
Because like Qt is the cross-platform thing that we chose because we can do it on Windows and macOS, and the two people working on it are Qt people. So there's nobody currently working on a GTK implementation just because like we just have two people on it. It's just not possible.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. By the way, I also have like a. I have a last slide. Come and say hi to us. All our code is also open source, github.com/owncloud, IRC channel, owncloud dev, and owncloud-design. We also have a design channel. Freenode. Yeah, so, yeah.
Really quick, is there any way, so like I have extensive Google calendars, is there any easy way to import Google calendars from Google to OwnCloud? I would love to move away from Google services, but...
Yeah, so that's a big problem right now. You can export calendars, but you can't import them yet. Like, it's like That's a problem, I know, but yeah, and it will be in the in OnCloud 6 in the next server release, yeah.
So this is kind of an extension of Andreas's question. Mm-hmm. Let's say I have a very obscure app that I can't sync over files or with files or something,
yeah.
And I haven't talked to you guys yet, or yeah. Maybe for you that's too obscure.
Yeah.
Are you thinking about having some kind of general data API in there, or?
Bernard, do you know anything about that? I could imagine that yes, like we're trying to do it like a general, if I remember correctly, I think we're trying to do like a general, like generalized core API, but I don't know how far that goes. So actually, not many apps use files, like the calendar and contacts uses a database, and you could basically sync anything, we're trying to do like a proper API so nothing gets deprecated. So I think we're in the process of that. Yeah, but you like ideally you can ask on the mailing list or in GitHub issues because they like our developers know more about it than me probably.
So,
Alan.
Thank you, John. I think I've probably made this point to you before. I think the best thing about OwnCloud is also probably its Achilles heel.
It's what? Again?
It's Achilles heel. It's a weakness. And that's the fact that there isn't one hosting provider. So if you tell someone, I want to use OwnCloud, there isn't one way to do it. You immediately have to be making choices, and from a user experience perspective and from kind of an adoption perspective, that's really hard. And thinking about it from the GNOME perspective, like if we want to really push integration, it would be great to be able to maybe even like set up an OwnCloud account when you like first create, you know, an initial setup or something, for example. But it's very hard to do that. When you're in the situation where there's all these different providers by different companies and it's hard.
We do have the enterprise LDAP. What is that? We do have IMAP and stuff in.
But I think LDAP means for users, right? Like if you install GNOME, then you're not like you can't use cloud.gnome.org, for instance.
There needs to be one way.
Yeah. Yeah, so like the original or like still the goal of OwnCloud is like that everyone has their own instance. So there would also be like it would also be cool to have like a one-click install. But where does it install then? It's always kind of a problem. Like either you need to trust someone, or you need to have a server, or you need to have a friend who has a server, or you need to have an organization or something. I definitely think it's also a problem. Also, like from a work perspective, like our desktop client people, they're like, oh, we have to make sure it always works correctly with all these different server configurations, and it just makes everything harder. But as like owncloud.org or owncloud.com, Garrett has a question up there.
I was going to comment on. Right.
But OwnCloud.org and OwnCloud.com, like we will not offer hosting. Like we will not go into the hosting business because we don't want people's data. And there are other people who can do that. And there are companies and universities doing it and organizations. So
If you look at Turnkey Linux, they do exactly this, like a one-click install on Amazon Cloud. And you can get own cloud. So you'd want to do something similar probably then, but it's a lot of work if you want to set that up for GNOME.
But I think then that would be your call as GNOME, like saying, hey, our users can set it up, and like when you hard code like Amazon on there, that would be like a solution.
Then it should be the own cloud default provider.
There isn't. Yeah, that's the problem. There is none. But I totally get your point. Like, I have had the same problem like years back with OpenID because there's like only a website. Like, hey, choose, right? And I'm like, which one?
So perhaps to extend on what Alan was saying in the questioner at the front, like 5 or 6 years ago, I did this program called Conduit, and I worked in it for like 3 years for doing the client side of this. And I think I learned a few things, and I would amend your slide on the basis of what I learned and what Ellen is saying to not like sync everything, just sync everything on OwnCloud, because you die a combinatorial explosion of the services that people want to support. And then the second point is, what if my app doesn't have the file format that you support? Can I convert it to another thing or plug into a system-wide API? Mm-hmm. So the danger of like a sync everything motto is everything's a lot of things and an impossible amount of work. So just without wanting GNOME to get into the infrastructure providing business of like own cloud instances for everyone, like what's the minimum amount of sync stuff that's useful that doesn't require us getting into that business?
And okay, but I mean, sync everything doesn't go very far beyond, as far as data, massive data goes, beyond your actual data. Like all the installed apps is just like a config switch, right?
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, okay, but like, okay, maybe I don't know. yeah. Okay.
So make it easy for sync everything asterisk on own cloud to be zero clicks and solve that. I would advise everything else is a very, 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 very large problem.
Okay, thanks.
There's also the possibility of hosting yourself on your own network, and I think it would be really interesting to have a small machine that you can just like stick in an SD card that you just imaged, for example, and then it would be nice if it would automatically to discover that so you don't have to put in anything, and then if that would also somehow work with like UPnP or whatever and open up ports on the firewall so you can access it when you leave your house, but you can still access your data, and then you don't have to worry about it being on US server, like on Amazon or something, if the NSA says, hey, we want to get all of your data, you know, then at least it's like within your control somewhat.
I mean, you probably, or nearly everyone knows about FreedomBox, or the FreedomBox project, which is about having a server in your home, like having actually all these services physically as like on a plug computer in like some plug and plugged into the internet, and you can always access it from anywhere. So hosting your own cloud essentially. And that's a good point because you also have it physically when there's like, when they want to search your data, you know where it is. You know that they need to get into your house, for instance. And there's actually people installing OwnCloud on Raspberry Pi. Like you need to optimize it to make it work well. Or on plug computers like Pogo Plug. And so you can already do that. So that's already possible. So you can host your own thing. You can even when you have a desktop computer that is in your home anyway, maybe even running 24/7, you can just install it on there and run it from there.
Back on the topic of how there's no one central own cloud, like you know, I put it in an own cloud or something. There are some sharing features you have, right? And it wouldn't address the first-time setup issues, but do you have any plans like of any like you know network federation kind of thing where I could share between own cloud instances? So I could just say, yeah, I put it on my own cloud. Here's my global address.
Yeah, so definitely we have plans, but that's also hard. So currently you cannot share between two own cloud instances. So we don't have like federation like Diaspora, for instance, where you can follow different user accounts. But that's definitely a consideration or like definitely something we want to do because then like you can have your own cloud, I can have my own cloud, and we can share files. So yeah, definitely that's a plan. Yeah.
So with, I guess, all the apps that you end up producing, there are a number of popular suites of web apps already available. So are you ever concerned about redundant efforts or just wasting like your own productivity? Because like Zimbra and Horde have like a bunch of like the, not that they're actually like nice to use or anything. But.
So that would be my answer. There are these things and like, I mean, the duplicated effort thing is often something which is mentioned in open source, but I think it's also good that we have like multiple things, and sometimes they're just outdated projects, so to say. It's like this behemoth of piece of software, and no one actually, like, or some people like to use it maybe, but I think it's good to just like start anew from time to time, to make something new, something simpler. So I totally get your point, but I think, yeah, it's good to just make it new. Like with the newsreader, for instance, there has been tiny RSS, which I don't want to call any names or whatever, but it doesn't look like that new, right? It doesn't look like Feedly or whatever. And I think with the OwnCloud News app, we did a very, very good, very simple newsreader app, which looks very good, which is very simple to use. And it's just starting from zero, and we did something good. I think it's not switch on.
Also, about the federation of, are there any plans for the sharing with to users without accounts? Say, I want to send a file to my friend who's not very technical, so he won't have the OwnCloud account. And if he gets redirected to the login page, he will get confused.
There's already a public link feature, so you can actually already do that. Like you just say share publicly. Like it's publicly, like it's a tokenized link. You can also password protect it actually, so it's actually private. So you can just send that link to them, and they're like, if it's an image, they get a preview. If it's like a zip folder or something, they can download it. So that's already possible. Yeah. Any more questions, or otherwise we can let's talk and let's try to collaborate more. Thanks again.